Hello everyone, welcome back to the Butts UK podcast. We're episode 98, getting so close to that magic 100. It's great to have you back joining us. I'm your host for this one. My name is Alex. We've got Kieran, David and Graham. Guys, good to see you.
You think?
It was a great win for the Buccaneers on Sunday. 2-0 to start the season, 27-17 against the Eagles. Against the Bears even, sorry. I'm jumping ahead. That's next week, sorry, against the Bears. Who would have thought that? 2-0, what a start to the season. Gentlemen, I'd just like to come around to you and get your initial thoughts on the game from Sunday. Graham, it was a great all-round performance.
Yeah, hard to pick any fault. The only thing that I probably would say is that so far we haven't played any kind of great opposition. I think there are a lot harder games to come, but at the end of the day, you can only beat what's put in front of you, and we've done that pretty comfortably, I would say. I mean, Sunday's game there against the Bears, as much as I hate the Bears, I would have loved us to win that by about 20 or 30 points, and we probably should have, could have, if probably the one thing you could point your finger at was maybe the red zone offense. As we got nearer the end zone, we seemed to just stutter a little bit. But other than that, you're not going to hear many complaints from me. 2-0. In fact, I want a revote. I want to enter the prediction competition again. I think I might already have lost.
I think Kieran, defense showed up as well. It was a great defense performance.
Yeah, Graham's right. I mean, it was a game that we could have won 35-0 and we could have lost 35-0, but it was the credit to the defense that kept us in it. They kept getting them, you know, three and outs and kept getting the ball back. I think for me, if we're going to sort of flag out the defense, it's got to be Vita Vea. He was just immense in the center. You know, there was a hint of Lord of the Rings and the You Shall Not Pass as he was banging his staff into anyone that got within 5 yards of him.
David, it is right now. It feels good to be a Bucks fan again at the minute, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. 2-0. You're not going to be complaining about that. A lot of promise. I mean, things that I do like is ball security, lack of flags, not making silly mistakes. And you can see that this team is growing in confidence and developing. And we're unleashing our weapons again. Like Mike Evans, not only is he receiving the ball, but he's taking it downfield as well. So, you know, everything's looking good at the minute.
It was a fantastic performance. It was great to watch here in the UK. Nice early kickoff as well, which we're going to get used to, I think, this season now. Tom Brady is no longer under centre for us. Kieran, let's just go back to the defence, because one man that you've been a big fan of for a while is JTS. And yeah, you did make a comment on the forum. that I was on the forum, I didn't see it as well this time, Kieran. But he did play well as well. That's, you know, sing his praises. He had a really good game.
I think that's true. I think he had two sacks, so he led the team in sacks on a day that was very sack happy. I blow hot and cold on JTS. I think, you know, but I think this year he is definitely making progression. What's nice, I mean, I said this on the forum about the defense as a whole. It seemed to be we've really dialed up the aggression, really dialed up the intensity, but not at the expense of, you know, accuracy, not over pursuing, not using our lanes. There was one play where JTS kind of lost contain, but you know, it happens. But I kind of feel like actually there's a lot fewer mistakes and a lot more upside than we've probably seen from him in recent years. So I'm going to go glass very much half full for Mr. Tryon Shoyanka.
And David, I don't know about you, but I was watching defense closely on Sunday and I got flashbacks to the defense at Super Bowl because of the speed, the power, the limited time we're giving the quarterback to make those decisions and getting to the quarterback quick. It was amazing to watch.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the linebacking core really looked back to themselves this year. I think last year they were trying to protect our secondary too much. So I think they were sort of going back. This was picking up on the JTS discussion. This was the perfect game for JTS. He's not very good at a quarterback that tucks himself into a pocket and is throwing the ball. But someone that's a mobile quarterback likes to drop back a little bit further, get out that's the man that JTS is going to get to every time. So that was probably the ideal quarterback for him to play. But yeah, I mean, collectively across the defense, they look great. And that's been a big thing about the drafting and the whole scheme for this year is they've gone for faster, quicker players. And it really showed out, didn't it?
I think while we're talking about the D, we must mention Shaq Barrett. Obviously, the obviously focus is that interception return for a touchdown. I think it was recorded at about 3 inches or something, the return. I don't think it's not going to set any yardage records. But I think it was probably more what it meant to him, more what it meant to the team. We're still sending lots of love and good wishes there and, you know, just imagining what they're going through. But at the same time, yeah, it's great to see him back and just having some fun that he deserves.
Absolutely, I agree. I think that's been a thing that the defence have done of these first two games of turnovers at just the right time. The pick off on the goal line virtually last week from Izzy, I think it was, and then the one from Barrett just to finish the game off. I think they're getting more turnovers this year and at better times of the game. JTS, just again touching on him, he seemed to be a guy who almost made a sack, almost made a tackle, just missed out last couple of seasons. I think he looks like more like a guy who's going to actually rack up the numbers this year if he keeps up that kind of performance. Really good to see. I think we're all willing him to have a real breakout season and you know, maybe this is it. Again, we have got better teams to come that we're going to have to play against, but great start to the season for him.
I mean, I also think on defence, what has been good in both games so far is adjustments during the game. Again, we had early on, we had the same thing, open receivers downfield. And just like the first game, by half time, we'd solved the problem and we were starting to shut them down again, which was great.
Yeah, I think it's telling that it's largely the same group of players. Certainly the starters are largely the same as last year, so a lot more comfort in a system that they all know and surrounded by people that they've played with for at least a year now. So I think that really helps.
And the one player we haven't mentioned on this defense yet, who I thought was incredible on Sunday, is Devontae Davis. He was almost being that field general, if you like, for the linebacking core. I mean, David, I can see you nodding there agreeing with me. He was. I just thought he was immense on Sunday. Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he's back to his best at captaining that backfield, isn't he? And, you know, dictating where it goes. He was clearly spying and picking up the runs. And, yeah, back to his old self. He looked fantastic, didn't he? So, you know, really good. Again, just another defensive player that was a ball hog out there. They all seem to be so up for it at the minute. It's fantastic.
It's so good to see defense playing like it did a few years. It's fun to watch as a buck. Let's switch sides of the ball and Graham. I mean, Baker Mayfield's settling in pretty well after two games, you have to say.
The offense we're talking about here, sorry.
Yeah, Baker.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, offense. Sorry, Baker.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, I say at the start of every season, we'll live or die by our offensive line. If we give Baker Mayfield just enough time, I think he's good enough that he's going to either find a receiver or be able to scramble a little. The offensive line have been superb the first two games, and not only in the passing, but in the running game. So, you know, it's the balance is perfect. I mean, I think we have actually had exactly the same number of run plays as pass plays in the first two games, which is perfect, absolutely, for a team like this, for an offense like this. It has to happen. Keeps the defense off balance, keeps them guessing. You know, we're having first down runs up the gut that are actually getting 4 or 5 yards now. And if you're getting that 4 or 5 yards, you're keeping the offense off balance and you keep the ball moving. And Mayfield will thrive in an offense that just keeps moving the ball and keeps the defense on the back foot.
I think we probably need to temper expectations a little bit, just because I feel like we're being very lucky. And, you make your own luck. But earlier on, Bacon, you know, could have easily have thrown a very silly interception. And that happens. And it will happen. And at some point, Baker's going to throw a pick. You know, even Brady, I read this, that even Brady never went 2-0 without throwing an interception for the Bucks. So, yeah, and Baker's going to do it at some point. We just need to temper our expectations because, unfortunately, a fumble here, an interception there could well be the difference between a win and a loss. And it would be a shame to pile on Baker because, again, there was a good chat in the forum about how we're all coming around to really, you know, liking him in a way that we probably didn't expect that we would. And it feels like he's really endearing himself to the fans, but we just need to stick with him.
Yeah, I think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. You know, I think he feels like he's got something to prove. He's doing all the right things at the moment, which is, you know, great to see. David, one thing he is doing really well, which is great to see, is linking up with Mike Evans as well. Mike's got over 200 yards already this season. I think there was a little bit of not concern, but certainly discussion. You know, is Mayfield going to be able to link up with Evans? We know Brady managed to. Winston never quite managed it, but partnership looks like it's forming really, really nicely.
Yeah, it does, and it actually looks, to be honest, better than the Brady relationship last year. I think they actually really struggled to get together. And I don't know if it's me, but Mike Evans looks so much thinner, so much fitter and more aggressive this year. He looks a different player than he has the last two or three seasons. I mean, so many times before he'd come off a big play and he'd be limping. But he really looks up for it this year, doesn't he? So he's looking for that payday.
I'm not sure Mike Evans, after 3 years, might have gone a bit further than 70 yards on that catch. It looks like he was blowing a little bit by the end.
His age starting to catch up with him just a little bit. Do we think he's getting to that point, Kevin?
I'd pay the man.
He catches up with us all, I can tell you that.
one thing we haven't seen yet, and maybe this is just just taking time, just developing, is we're not seeing a lot of the Godwin connection yet. You know, is Godwin still finding his feet with Mayfield, maybe? You know, only time will tell on that one. But we know we've got a good connection there with Evans, which is great to see. Now, what I've been really impressed with, and Kieran, I'd like to get your thoughts on this as well, is obviously our new offensive coordinator, Coach Canales. He's come in, really changed this offense. It looks like it's certainly, in more ways than one, a different offense next year. State of the obvious, new offensive coordinator, new quarterback, but also the playbook is completely different. We're much more unpredictable. It's much more exciting to watch.
It really is. And I think Graham highlighted that balance between the run and the pass. As a fan, we just sit there going, why are you slamming it up the gut for 2 yards? But that sets up the next play and the next play and the next play. In a way, it does feel like Buckball. Accepting that Tom Brady is kind of the aberration in the Buccaneers' history. You know, run the ball, keep it tight, sometimes look for something deep. It's what Garcia did, it's what Dilfer did, it's what Sean King did, it's what we expect from Craig Erickson. All going all the way you'll be at. It's keeping it tight, don't make mistakes, and when we don't, good things can happen. And actually, so in a way, it feels like traditional Bucs ball. But I think what you're highlighting, and what was interesting, was the play design. And we haven't really got enough of a sample yet, you know, and I haven't been and gone and looked at the All-22 yet to go and see exactly what, you know, what routes we're running. But it seems like we're scheming players a little bit open rather than just throwing it up and making those contested catches. When the runs up the gut are happening, it feels like they're making holes. And there are some runs to the outside to try and keep everyone honest. So I completely agree with you. I think it's interesting and it's working. But I think it's very, you know, dare I say it, when we had Byron and we won a Super Bowl, we all said it was working. So it's half scheme, it's half people, it's half outcome. And I think, was it David or Graham? It's half the team you're playing against. So I think this will come on in the next episode, I'm sure, to talk about the Eagles, but that's going to be the test.
Graham, you mentioned the offensive line earlier, and Kieran just brought the running game up there. There's been a lot of change to the O-line over the offseason. Ryan Jensen, of course, he's unfortunately out for the season. Piston Worth switching from right tackle to left tackle. But the guys who have come in and the line as a whole have been performing superbly so far.
Yeah, I think they're looking pretty good. What I'm liking about the running game, although Rashad White's always obviously RB1, there are at least two, three other options there that, you know, they're mixing it up. you know, and maybe not getting as good a yardage as White does, but it's changing it around. You don't need to get 5 yards, 6 yards. You only need to get, maybe you need to get 2 yards to make the defense think, you know, and next first down, well, maybe they're going to accept 2 yards again. So we need to, you know, keep keying on the run just in case. So just keep some guessing. I think it's a good mix at the moment. And I really expect Rashad White to have some big, big games this season. I can see him going over 100, well over 100 in a few games this season. I think if the offensive line stays fit, now that's the big one. The depth is okay. We've got a couple of guys who can step in who have played a bit before. I think Leverett and Stinney are still sitting there in the background. But as you delve any deeper than that, if we get two or three injuries in the offensive line, I think we're in trouble again, unfortunately. But let's be positive now. I think they're in a good place, and if they can keep opening some holes, I think Rashad White's going to be the man this year.
David, just to wrap up this part of the offense, just to stick with Rashad White very quickly, because last season he was sharing the role with Leonard Fournette, and they were both getting the share of snaps. Fournette, of course, we've let go. White stepped up. He's really looking like he's ready for this RB1 role. He's looking great.
Yeah, he is. And I say, it's just them extra 2 or 3 yards that he's making. And I think he knows that he's got a role with his team now. I think going back to the Brady, it was all based around passing from the pocket, wasn't it? There wasn't a lot of run game. And I actually feel that, you know, the running core now, and, you know, with Sean Tucker as well, is really getting involved. And unfortunately, Edmonds picked up an injury, although I think they suggest, was it a knee injury? But I think the whole running game generally feels like it is part of our offense now. It's not just an occasional use. It is actually going to be an important part of this scheme.
I think, you know what, and actually last year we had so many third and ones when you just had your heart in your mouth going, are we going to make this? But I kind of feel like even with this line with fewer names and even with Rashad White, the new guy on the block, I rate our chances of making third and one a lot more now.
Yeah.
I think on that note, Kieran, I think from a much more mobile quarterback as well, that we can do so much more different things. Because with Brady, everyone knows he wasn't a good runner. Even he said that himself. Whereas Mayfield, he's very comfortable running with the ball in his hands. So if he wants to scramble, he's going to do it. And we saw that on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he was our second biggest rusher in terms of yards, and that's not ideally how you want to be scheming things up. But yeah, I mean, there's all the cliches about extending the play when the pocket breaks down. But again, I've got flashbacks of, you know, Jameis Winston under pressure, running sideline to sideline, and it's either going to be a pick six or a 98-yard touchdown. And I can't live with that fear just yet. So I would just like Baker just to calm it down a little bit.
Yeah, but he hasn't been doing stupid things on the end of them at the minute. Yeah. I mean, he did do that little sidearm, which was a really lovely little...
Yeah, sidearm, shovel pass. It's hindsight's 20/20. If it doesn't work, everyone says what an idiot he is. And
Patrick Mahomes, who? Who's that guy we're talking about? No idea. Let's round off our discussion of the Bears game just by looking at special teams. David, Kamada... We spoke about him many times. I think we're truly now seeing how effective a very good punter can really be for your team.
Well, I mean, we've known for a couple of years now we have the best punter in the league. He's got an absolute boot, and you know he can really help us on field position really well. The thing I like about Kamada, I think he's the best tackler we've got in special teams. I mean, he saved a potential touchdown. So, from a punting perspective, it's an absolute joy to have him on our side. He could do so much damage, even if, you know, we do have struggle when we've not made progression down the field.
Shout out to Scott Smith, who did stats from this week. Five of the top 10 punts in Bucks history are now Kamada. I think 72-yarder was top three. Bear in mind, they measure from the line of scrimmage as well. That's how far it went.
Yeah,
it's beyond impressive. I don't know how to describe it. Beyond impressive. Graham, what about... sorry, excuse me. I'll try it again. Sorry, Kieran. There's a bit of cutting there for you. Sorry.
That's all right. Keep going.
Graham, what about Joshua Clock then? How's he getting on, in your opinion, coming into the team?
Yeah, that was it. It was at the start of the season, I was thinking it's going to be another heart in the mouth every time we step up for a kick. But I think first two games, early days, he's shown pretty strong leg and he's looked pretty consistent. I think the miss, the block on Sunday there was more of a missed assignment by one of the linemen letting the guy through. I don't think it was particularly a low kick. So I don't think I can pin that one on him. But it's looked pretty solid. I think with him and Kamada, I think we've got two guys that we can work with. And Kamada's a game changer. You know, you can go from your own 20-yard line to the other 20-yard line, 10-yard line, you know, with a punt. It's incredible. It's really good to watch and good to have, as you, as I think Dave said, best punter in the league in our team, no doubt about that.
Kieran, what about the return game? What did you think of Is it showing some promise now?
I mean, there wasn't really a lot of return. This is welcome to the NFL. I mean, I've got the stats in front of me. 4 touchbacks, 2 down punts, 1 punt out of bounds. Tompkins got it twice and went 7 yards in total. I mean, no mistakes, no fumbles, no penalties. It was good. I still think our punt coverage is atrocious. Kamada's very good to not outkick it. But I think, yeah, the return game, it is what it is. No, it's safe. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's safe. It's vanilla. It's not spectacular, but they're not dropping the ball. They're not making those mistakes. And as long as they don't do that and give up 50 yards of field position, that's fine.
Is it safe or essentially give away a touchdown? I know which one I'm certainly leaning towards on that one. So you've heard the opinion of our panel. Now go to our Bucks UK members. Again, great to see so many of you on the forum. It's really good to have that game day chat. If you are a member of Bucks UK and you don't get onto the forum, do try and get on there. It's always good to have some fun on there and talk about the game. And we do have some comments from our members from that game that we'd like to share with you as well. So we're going to start off with Alex, who said 2-0. Who saw that coming? Who did see that coming, actually? Kieran, David, Graham, see that one?
I certainly didn't.
No, I don't. Actually, if I remember back to our predictions episode, I don't think many of us did, if I remember on that one. Mariana, I've always said that Christian Izzian was superb coming out of Rutgers. I lie. What a surprise, undrafted rookie talent. We did discuss him in our review of the game. Is that, I believe that's 2 interceptions as well from 2 games. Bill, a fantastic win. So happy for Shaq Barrett. I think a lot of us were. I don't normally get emotional during games, but I did feel very, very uplifted for Shaq then, especially his celebration. It was wonderful to see. So those are the views of our members. Thank you for tuning in to listen to our review of the game. But before we go, we do have a few other things we want to discuss. So, David, I am going to come over to you because we've got some really exciting game watch events coming up. With our first one coming up very shortly in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have. I really feel I should be handing over to Graham for this one.
I've got the wrong person. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Graham, get it back. Sorry, David.
Come on, you tell us, Graham. Why has everyone got to go to Edinburgh?
I don't know anything about it, no. The first one is on the 1st of October for the Saints game, and it will be the first one we've had in Scotland, in Edinburgh. We'll be at the Beehive Inn in the Grassmarket, which is a fine area of the old town in Edinburgh, about 10 or 12 pubs in a row. We'll be in the Beehive down at the bottom of the Grass Market from about the back of 5 onwards. And we'll be in the other pubs around about the Grass Market, I'm sure, the rest of the afternoon. I'm speaking for myself there, but I don't know who else will be there. So, you know, come along. We'll have good fun, good chat, support the team. Hopefully, you know, if this is successful, we'll have this will be an annual event. That's the plan. That's the idea. So if you can get online, get your tickets and come along and join us.
Tickets are available right now. As Graham said, get online, get those tickets. Members, please head over to the forum and all the details to purchase your tickets for that watch party in 2 weeks' time is there. Now, David, I will come back to you on this one because we do have two other watch parties as well. We've got our London watch party and our Bristol watch party as well.
Yeah, we do. Regular season week 6, 15th of October, we're in London. A new venue, so we've moved on from where we've traditionally had them. So it's Clubhouse 5. It's a brand new sports bar in Leicester Square. So we're really looking to a big event there. And that is going to be huge because that's the Detroit Lions game and that's the Bucks throwback game. So we want everybody there in their crimson. I think it's going to be a great night and look to see all the colours out there. I think that's going to be a real fun event. The London ones are normally quite crazy and quite busy. And that's going to be a great matchup with the Lions who are looking really interesting at the minute. Then week 9, we're looking to see some fireworks. Firework night, 5th of November. We're down in Bristol. So Bucks take on Houston Texans. So, yeah, we're looking for that. So, yeah, week 9 of the regular season is our third run. So every year we're getting more and more of these events, getting lots of people turn up to them, lots of new members. It's great to actually meet up with people in the flesh. They're just really fun, crazy events. So well worth coming along if you get the chance.
Absolutely. And tickets for our London and Bristol watch parties are also available. Again, members, please head over to the forum. All the details are on there. So once again, thank you ever so much for joining us for our review of the Bears game. We'll be back with you on Thursday. We will have our preview of Monday night football game for the Bucks against the Eagles. Until then, take care and go Bucks.
Go Bucks!